I guess you'd say, here's your clothes. I don't know if you'd use that proper R, your R, I don't recall.
Okay. Say if you met a child on the street, and he was afraid of you, you know, crying, uh-huh. And you might tell him, you wanted to tell him you weren't going to hurt him, you say, now don't cry now,
I'd say, if they cried, I'd go to tell them, have you got a dog? What do you call your dog? Or just like that to get their mind off of what they were crying. I think you can tell with a child, an animal or something like that, a pet.
Yeah.
You can get their mind off of fear, you know, and like that. I've found that with children.
But if you were going to tell them that you weren't going to hurt them, you might say,
yes.
Don't worry, going to hurt you.
I'll help you. Now let's be happy.
Okay. When you say I ain't going to hurt you,
I'm not going to hurt you. I love you. I bet I would use that word love more than any word I use in the run of a day even now.
Okay. Say if someone had given you a ride into town, you'd given someone a ride into town and they were thanking you for it, you know. And you say, don't mention it. We
are so happy. I wanted to do something for you. I'm glad I could do something.
Or we, going in anyway?
Anyway, so glad to have you ride with us.
Okay. See, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And a child might say to her mother, you know, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even.
Well, you shouldn't say it's pretty, because it would make her feel happy, would it?
Okay. This is something that a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Then we didn't have a fountain pen. In fact, they had too many of them back when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
It was a pen or a fountain. Now we have fountain pens.
What kind of pen did you use?
Well, it's just that you'd stick it in the ink and write. Ink bottle, we had ink bottles and write like that.
Did they have, I've seen pictures that they'd have these, what would you call those things that they put the ink in? Ink well or something?
Ink bottle, we call them.
Okay. You never heard of ink well?
Well, I guess I have, but I've forgotten. Us kids, we said ink bottle when we were children.
Okay.
Where's the ink bottle?
Okay. To hold the baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
Okay. This is a kind of metal that on some of the poorer houses now, at least, using it as... for the roof.
It was the hitch and all to stop leaks, you mean?
No, just using this metal as the roof. It would come in big sheets.
Sheetrock. No, not that.
It'll rust.
Yeah, sheetrock. This other one, it is tan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tan.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
Ma'am?
A dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. And if it was real cold outside, what might you put on?
Winter shoes.
Shoes. Or?
Boots. They'd wear boots. My brothers would out in the cold. Their boots out.
But
it was snowing.
What would you put on to keep?
They'd wear jumpers, my brother did. They called a ducking, that thing that they short, like a jumper. I don't know why it is called that, but that's...
What was it now?
It was made out of denim. But they called it a jumper, and it wasn't long down here on your legs. It would strike you just about like that.
Like shorts?
Uh-huh.
Would it come up here?
Yeah, come button up, had a collar on it, you know, low me. We, even at the store now, we sell jumpers. We did it, Jenkins, and I've sold so many men's work clothing.